worrying about stocking up on gold and silver. In fact, food is where it's at. And if you can barter with seeds, although it's very difficult to grow some seeds in this chemtrail, the planetary reservation that we now live on, that can be a problem. But certainly, you know, stocking up on seeds might be a better way to go than worrying about gold and silver, because are you going to pay a, you know, an ounce of silver for an apple? What are you going to do? I mean, the things we have to think about now are very difficult. But I want to start out by giving an outline of somebody that called me recently in terms of what they've been through. And this is very important. As Obamacare comes over us and, you know, the National Defense Authorization Act vote in the Senate, 98-0, was a big indication to us. These people, there's no aisle. They're all basically working for the Jews. They voted on their House resolution where they're going to support the Jews no matter how many crimes against humanity they commit. So it's self-evident that they're committing treason in the District of Criminals. And in my last newsletter, I also gave a link to our treasonous Vice President Joe Biden give a talk in front of the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, on 5909, which was broadcast on C-SPAN, where he actually stands up and says he is a Zionist. Okay, the treason is obvious. But this Obamacare thing was another thing of the same ilk, shall we say, where they basically stated that you're going to have to buy insurance, which, let me just say, I will never do. I will pay the tax, the fee, the extortion, whatever. Because once you buy the insurance, you will be forced to get vaccines. Because if you don't get vaccines, you won't be able to keep your insurance. If you're a woman, you'll be forced to get a mammogram, which will cause you breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is how they're forcing tyranny, big pharma treatments, which actually cause disease on the American people. This is what they're doing. And this is something you should really be, you know, opening your eyes to, because there are natural solutions for everything. Of course, they're not covered by insurance. You have to pay for them yourself. That's how it works, people. Until we get rid of these traitors, that's how it will continue to work. But Big Pharma will go out of business if everybody says, no, I will not take your vaccines. I will not take your whatever drug that actually causes the very problem for which you're given the drug, et cetera, et cetera. You know, vote with your pocketbook. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Lonnie, are you there, Lonnie?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dr. Carly. How are you?
Hello, Lonnie.
Hi. I had sent you an email a week or so ago about my experience with my son and newly born son and vaccines, and you'd asked me to call in about it, but I didn't get in time to call last week, so I hope I'm not interrupting with your topic today because I can't listen to you live.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, the long and short of it is I have a very beautiful, extremely healthy, active, bright son who's just shy of 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when my wife and I decided to have a baby, we consciously decided not to go to a doctor at all. She didn't even go for a checkup of any sort until about 5 months. And at that time, the doctor recommended she get the measles vaccine, which we essentially laughed about. And he was quite perplexed as to why we didn't go every month. And frankly, there was no reason to. We didn't see any reason to. And at approximately 8 months, we went for a follow-up just to, you know, double-check that everything was fine. Of course it was. And at that time, he was pushing the idea of vaccines for our son as soon as he was born. And so I let him say his spiel, as I expected he would do. And I very sternly responded to him that if he came anywhere near my son with a vaccine, that I would literally put an M14 rifle in his mouth. And he was obviously shocked and asked me why I would say such a thing. And my response was very simple, that despite his ignorance to the matter, unknown to him, he was threatening my son's well-being, and that I wasn't going to stand for that, so I was threatening his in return. And fortunately, to be honest, he was a cool guy. I think he just thought that I was exaggerating to make a point. Of course, he didn't understand that that was not the case. I was deadly serious about it. And that was the end of that. After he was delivered, we've never gone back. We've never gone to a pediatrician, nothing. It's completely unnecessary. And my reasoning for doing such a thing is very simple. I just don't understand where people's heads are today. People will say these phrases like, you know, don't ever mess with my family and that sort of thing, especially my children. And it's a lie. It's a nonsense, because this idea of threat of violence is really what they're trying to say with that. Yet they will drag their children to a doctor and feed them this, inject them with this deadly stuff. They will send them to a school and poison their minds. It's a, you know, we have got to be willing to defend our children with deadly force if necessary. I don't know what is going on. You have to be reasonable about this, of course, but people are losing their minds. And so I just wanted to relay that story to people to not be afraid. That, and I've had a similar situation with Revenue Canada as well, where I've had to make the same kind of statement and get them to leave me alone, and they have done so. And that's another story that I can tell if you like.
With who in Canada?
The equivalent of IRS in Canada.
Oh, okay.
I had a situation with them where for many, many years now, I had figured out, I'll make this as short as possible, I figured out a loophole in their system where not like a sovereignty versus, like a common law versus maritime law sort of thing, just a loophole in their system that I exploited. I will admit it was a lot of work, and they actually paid me every year. And they decided to audit me and mess with me, and I basically embarrassed them. And they ended up owing me a ton of money, and I knew this was coming, that they were going to mess with me on this issue, because they don't like to have somebody beat them. And what the guy discovered, which I had done purposely, is I'd underfiled every year, and they ended up owing me significantly more money, all within their law, and they refused to pay it. And so I grabbed all my paperwork, and I got up, and I told the Revenue Canada auditor that I will never file taxes again in this country, and he can send out his SWAT team, and I will shoot to kill. And I'm deadly serious about this. I very much have the same mindset as Bruce Campbell, because this stuff is just completely out of control. And anyway, people need to stop being afraid. They just, it's as simple as that. And unfortunately, I'm 100% agreeing with...
Let me just say, when I got your email, as I wrote to you, that you made my day, because I wish I could have been a fly on the wall, as you told this pediatrician, who possibly was ignorant, at the very least. But how he could not know that vaccines are biological weapons, I mean, it should be self-evident to all of them now, as they see all of these diseases under internal medicine occurring only in the vaccinated children. But if the miracle was that he didn't call the police and say that you threatened him or something, but what you had written is that he then stated, I guess we're not going to talk about vaccines anymore.
That's
but
right,
you
yeah.
See, this is what people need to do.
They do.
What I did is,
after that, is I actually continued to talk about it, and I said, look, you need to inform yourself on this. You obviously don't know what's in them. I gave him your website, and I also gave him Nancy Banks' website, because she has some good information as well.
Mm-hmm.
And told him that, you know, ignorance just doesn't apply anymore. I mean, I won't stand for it. And this entire concept of applying to police, doctors, lawyers, judges, doesn't matter. This entire concept of I'm just doing my job means nothing to me anymore. That's probably one of the most dangerous concepts going today. And so, yes, I am obviously lucky he didn't call the police, but that, you know, these games can be played. The only witness in the room was my wife, and I could have, you know, said something like, you know, putting a vaccine in his arm would be equivalent to putting an M14 to him, some whatever, you know, I would have done what I had to do. And if necessary, defend myself against the police, because they're a problem. They really are. I agree with Bruce Campbell on that as well. But anyway, it's... Let me just say,
one thing we have to get them all to realize is they're all being maimed and killed with vaccines as well. This is a very important thing that they have to understand. But unfortunately, most people sell their souls for cash, and even if they do smell a gefilte fish, they will still keep on doing what they're doing because that's how they make a living, and so they're selling their souls for cash. But
yes,
I
agree with you on that, but where I disagree is, and I think you probably will agree with my statement, is I'm not going to get into what I do for a living, but I had the opportunity to travel across this country from end to end, and dealing with police pretty much every day. And because of the circumstance, I was able to have some interesting conversations with these men and women, and I always started out talking to them about whatever, just to kind of open the conversation, let their guard down. And I asked them all point blank, if for whatever reason the government of this country decided that personal firearms were illegal in this country and that you had, say, 30 days to turn them into your nearest detachment where a warrant would be issued for your arrest, would they enforce this, yes or no? And obviously, the reasoning for the law doesn't matter, just yes or no. And 100%, without exception or hesitation, said yes, they would enforce it. And I asked them, why is that? And they said, well, they've sworn their oath. And I've asked them if they've actually read their oath. Not said it, read it. And they don't understand who they swear to. That's a private corporation, and they're not defending the people. And so it's very simple to understand what's going on here, that these people are, a firearm can be used to protect yourself and put food on your table. The sport aspect doesn't interest me. So these men and women are willing to take away your ability to protect yourself, your ability to feed your family, especially in a collapsing economy, by taking your firearms away from them so they can put food on their table. That's literally threatening your survival. So there's no mercy when it comes to police. These people, yeah, I agree with you that they need to understand that they're being, them and their families, their children are being destroyed by things like vaccines and their education system, media, so on and so on as well. However, these people are just too far gone, generally. Doesn't mean we don't try, of course we do.
Let me just say, the reason that most of them are too far gone is because they've come home from the military, where
all kinds
of mind control techniques are being used to create them into serial killers.
Yes.
So why would there be a problem in killing their neighbors if they refuse to turn in their guns?
Exactly. What do people need to understand rapidly, the police and military, is that there's many of us here that have just as much training and have a clearer understanding of who the enemy are and what needs to be done, and that puts us ahead of them. And there are many of us out here who are not afraid. We have the training, we have the mindset, we have the equipment, we have the motivation. And they're going to lose when it comes to this. Of course, not all of us will survive these confrontations, but I don't know what we're fighting for these days unless people understand it. You know, I have a lot of problem with what's going on in the truth movement these days. I think there's a lot of naivety going on in understanding their enemy. See, it's simple Sun Tzu art of war. Number one, you will never, ever defeat your enemy unless you can clearly identify them. So that's why we have to use nothing but the word you. Everything else confuses people.
Yes.
And that's been happening lately in the movement, and that is fantastic. Number two.
And you have helped me be stronger on that level. And I appreciate that. My goal is to try to get people to see the facts in front of them. And if I'm being confusing, then I need to know that. And that's what I've tried to do, is hone my message into the point where even the brain dead, you know, fluoridated, aspartame vaccinated minions can get it. But what I'm trying to make people realize is this is not a joke. Our lives are being threatened. It's not a matter of, you know, should we wait until they break down our doors to defend ourselves? They're killing us every day. They're giving us poison food. I mean, what are we to do? Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you there, Dr. Carley, and that's where I think the biggest fault is. I'm sorry, my son is trying to get my attention. Where
well,
I think the
I
biggest error in the patriot movement is today is they do not understand our enemy fully and how brutal these people really are. And the bottom line here is that I see a lot of people in the Patriot movement with this idea that, you know, they're just going to, they understand that the enemy is brutal and they understand that it's coming towards them, but they're just going to sit there and wait. And
yeah.
When the appropriate time comes, then try to defend themselves. And that's foolish, because it's not even sound military planning. I mean, the bottom line here is that they have fired the first shot since the second you were born. I mean, now they're putting things like smart meters that are destroying us, and so on and so on and so on. You do not let your enemy completely surround you and perfect everything, like essentially what's going on in Israel, perfect their strategy, and then wait for them to fire, because that shot's going to be your death blow. And whether people like it or not, we have got to go on the offensive here, and that may even mean physically. I'm sorry. Noise in the
background. Don't be sorry. Like I said, I know he doesn't have vaccine-induced encephalitis. He's probably hungrier. He wants his daddy.
Yeah, no. He wants to, actually, we were playing earlier, and he wants me to continue.
Okay.
He's an active, healthy, bright child, and he likes to interact with his parents. He's wonderful. And
let me underline what you just said. I've been saying this for years, and that's why I will start having J.B. Campbell on this network again. We'll see what happens with that, because he wants to start the Defense Against Jewish Aggression movement, Gaza, yes. And that's what we have to do. We have to go on the offensive. You know, it's not enough to just wait and see what are they going to do next till they've taken everything you have and destroyed your health, destroyed your life, taken your house. And then what are you going to do? It's ridiculous. I mean, you said, this makes absolutely no sense on a strategy level.
Agreed, 100%. It makes no sense whatsoever. And that comes from cowardice and fear. And I understand that. I really do. But that's not going to cut it. It's really not. We're going to be resorting to guerrilla warfare. You're not going to be able to take these people head on when they control the police and military. So you're going to have to go about it covertly and use simple strike teams. And that's doable, and it's a reality. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to face that. But I'm noticing more and more people in the truth movement beginning. We've sorted out the good Jew, bad Jew, big Jew, little Jew, that kind of thing for the most part. And we're dealing with just the Jew. That's fantastic. What I see happening now, thanks especially to Bruce Campbell, but others, people starting to realize what needs to be done. The second point in Sun Tzu Art of War is you will never understand what to do to defeat your enemy until you understand how they think. And that's easy. There are people like yourself doing fantastic work. All you got to do is read the Talmud, the Torah, the Tanakh, Protocols of Zion. You'll understand clearly what they think and then observe what they're doing. And the solution is, unfortunately, very simple. We need to eradicate them, whether people like it or not. And this concept of just say no is important. That will work with things like vaccines, for example. Inform yourself, say no. When a mandatory law gets passed for this, then you're going to have to use violence to defend yourself. However, far too many things just say no does not work. For example, you and I, and I would imagine the majority of your listeners, are just saying no to chemtrails, but we can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Right, so it's not going to work, ultimately, and we're going to have to force the issue. And it's very clear what we have to do. And one of the things I'm very happy to see is a lot of the younger people coming up. For example, the Truth Militia guys, John Friend and others, they're doing fantastic work. And what I'm slowly starting to see in that is people starting to realize what needs to be done, ultimately. It's creeping out now, what we need to do. And the one thing that I'm seeing that's happening that I think is fantastic is the idea of we need to put all our differences aside. This idea, I have a massive problem with religion and especially Christianity for a lot of reasons that don't need to be brought up again and again. People have done great work on that, like John Kaminsky. But I was communicating with John Kaminsky the other day, and he made an excellent point where he said, he's going a little bit lighter on Christians lately because he's realized that no matter how much they need to sort themselves out mentally, and I'm in agreement with that, we do need their numbers. And the key to all of this, be it Christians, police, Muslim, whoever, whatever, is we all have a common enemy. That is the key. And so that's why, in order to promote that idea of common enemy, we have to keep our message very simple and clear. One of the mistakes I see happening on Patriot Radio a lot is people trying to fill airtime, understandably, speak a lot, and a lot of detail needs to be put forward. But if you read Mein Kampf or listen to the audio version, Hitler has a fantastic section on propaganda. And it's amazing how he criticizes the Germans for failing at that and talking about the simplicity of propaganda and keeping a very clear message for the unfortunately stupid masses. And the message is very clear. Jews are trying to kill us, all of us, and we simply need to eradicate them before they do. And that's the common ground between all of us. Doesn't matter what the issue is, whether it's vaccines or smart meters or whatever. It's all coming from one source with one goal, and that is extremely ugly. And, I have problems with people like, say, Clay Douglas, who does fantastic work, but he occasionally makes this comment like, how do you fight evil without becoming evil?
I just did a show with him last week, and he said that, I know. And my answer to that is, to defend yourself is not evil.
Exactly.
You have to separate what is your intention. Intention is the key.
Exactly. 100% in agreement. So the point is by even making statements like that, it confuses people. I don't need any... I'm lucky that I'm a very strong, intelligent person, so I've got all of this stuff sorted out already. I've been waiting for everybody else to catch up, frankly. So we muddy the waters with the best of intention with these kind of statements. But we, you know, in terms of sorting this stuff out psychologically later, if I got to become an absolutely brutal killer to deal with these people, then that's what needs to be done to help contribute to save humanity and my own life and my family's life, but humanity as a whole. If that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. And if I have any psychological issues to work out after that, I'll deal with that. I'm not the least bit worried about that. The consequences of not doing anything are far worse. And,
let me interject here, because there's a big difference between... See, you call it being brutal. I would disagree with that term altogether. To protect yourself, that is a natural, endowed, aspect that all of wildlife has. If you go in to steal the cubs from a mother lion, you better be careful because you're going to have a problem. She's not being evil. She's not being brutal.
She's protecting her own.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not. It's those words don't even match up. And
yes.
In my opinion, that's what we have to get through to the masses. This to protect yourself, you can't even give the word evil to it. You're not being evil.
Exactly,
they are evil. They are causing you to be forced to react in this way.
Yes, I will concede to that. Not the correct choice of word. I have the same understanding and intention you do. This is the point. See, I make the same kind of errors as what I was just pointing out with Clay Douglas. We all do. We need to learn how to clarify these things. We are defending ourselves, so therefore we are justified. You don't have to have a supposed religious moral superiority foundation or any of that nonsense. We are living, breathing human beings that always deserve to be free, or should have been free, instead of oppressed and destroyed our entire lives. We're on common ground there. We are doing nothing but defending ourselves, and if that means we have to use violence to do so, then that's inevitable, frankly. I think that's one of the... See, for example, I think Deanna Spingola is doing fantastic work. I'm sure you would agree with me.
Yeah.
However, one of the issues that I have with people like her is I'm not sure, now I don't want to put words in her mouth, but sometimes I'm not sure people like her understand where this is going. You know, getting the information out there, awakening the masses is essential, obviously, but it's going somewhere, and where it's going is not where we want it to go. It means we're going to have to take this matter into our own hands. And I think stating anything other than that is extremely naive and detrimental to what needs to be done.
Well, let me just say, sometimes the radio station you're on may prevent you from going to that, you know, obvious conclusion. But I totally agree with what you're saying. And that's what people have to realize. And that's one of the problems I have with religion as well. What I've been saying for a long time is, let's just get rid of the psychopaths destroying our world, destroying our earth, just trying to cause the extinction of humanity.
Right.
Let's deal with that. We can argue about religion later.
Right. Well, actually, on the subject of religion, I want to make two points that I really hope people understand. Religious people, of which I've already clarified, I am absolutely not. I have nothing to do with it. Never have. Never. My parents took me to church when I was a child. I sussed that out when I was seven. My God, I can't believe people don't figure this out. The bottom line here is very simple. Religious people like to quabble over details. There's an axiom that they really need to take to heart. A difference that makes no difference is no difference. They get caught up in all of this nonsense. Now, I'll sort of all of religion for everybody with one simple little example. I took a course when I was in grade 10 called World Religions. My intention with it was this is going to be like a basket weaving course. This is nothing. It'll be easy credit and I'm out. Quite to my surprise, it was an excellent course because what they did is they took all the major doctrines of the world and put them side by side. So I read them all. So it absolutely kills me when people talk about things that supposedly says in the Quran and I ask them point blank, have you read it, yes or no? And I always, 100% of the time, get no. Well, I have. I've read them all. Now, what made me very suspect of this course was what they were trying to point out between all these doctrines was the very insignificant differences that really weren't even worth discussing, where what I clearly saw was the similarities. And so that was a huge red flag. And what I realized is that all of these books are the same. They really are. They essentially have the same stories. Now, when you read, say, the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, from a Jewish perspective, it means something completely different. And that's easy to understand by looking at all the rest of the Jewish writings. However, when you take all the major doctrines, you put them side by side, the long and short of it, you take all the religious BS out of it, and the long and short of it is there's really only two underlying stories. There's a great physical catastrophe that happened to the earth, and they very specifically do not tell you what caused it. That's where the disinformation is. What that was close passage of an extremely large comet. People need to get hip to what James McCann is doing. Number one. Number two, it's about the purpose.
Wait, hold on, Lonnie. We're going to break. I want to ask you to hold on.
Okay.
And we have another caller, Frank, waiting in the wings. Please stay on, Frank. We'll bring you on after Lonnie's done because his comments are critical. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. So we're having an excellent discussion with Lonnie from Canada. And I just want to say, Lonnie, that you're an inspiration to all men. And before you continue with what you were saying, then I want to bring Frank from North Carolina on because he's very much like you. But please tell the men listening, how can they develop their backbone like you have? Because that's one of the biggest problems is that many of them work for the Jews as well. And apparently, you know, they're being put in a position where they have to choose between doing what's right for humanity and their own family and getting that paycheck. What would you tell them?
Well, I wish I had the magic bullet answer for that. I think we all do, and I unfortunately don't. But what I would suggest is the first thing these people need to realize, and again, I'm not sure how to make them realize this, is that this whole world isn't going to go crashing down around them, and they're going to just sit there with their freeze-dried food and whatnot, and it's all going to go down around them, and they're going to be just fine. That's not going to happen. Everybody's going down, and I think that's the key, is to make people understand that we're all being destroyed, and it doesn't matter what your position is, or what you do for a living, or so on and so on. Your family's going down as well, and the key to getting a backbone is realizing the futility of doing nothing. We are absolutely guaranteed certain death if we do not figure out what's coming at us. And I guess the key there is for them to keep to get hip to what people like yourself and others are doing and getting the detail out. I don't really know what to say to that, to be honest with you. I wish.
Okay. All right, I understand. It's a daunting task because, like you said, I mean, even if you have your freeze-dried food, perhaps you mentioned it to somebody, and when the grocery shelves are bare, they're going to be, you know, basically breaking down your door.
Right.
So there's going to be a problem.
There's
yeah.
one really quick comment I want to make on that, and I don't see people commenting on these things. One of the most well-known websites on the Internet for survivalist prepper types is survivalblog.com. There's not a doubt in my mind that Wesley Rawls, the guy who owns that, is working for these people. He's got them all basically trying to sequester themselves in their little survival retreats, yet he purposely, if you pay attention to his blog, tries to defuse the idea, anything to do with Jews. He defends them, says they're his friends, and doesn't talk about the excellent work of, say, James McCanny. And what is the two real threats that are coming at them of what's really causing earth changes and the Jewish issue. And so this whole idea of sequestering yourself up in a little corner somewhere is ultimately foolish. It doesn't take into account what's really coming at you. Simple as that. So that guy people need to wake up to what's going on to some of this survivalist movement. A certain amount of common sense applies here. Yeah, you should have a little food. You should arm yourself. You should get some clothes to live outside, but let's be real here, folks. Okay, to finish the point I was making, all religion is really simple to understand. Like I said, the Bible covers two things, and to take out all the BS. I don't care if, one book here, the guy is called Jesus Christ, and another book over here, which is the same story, is Muhammad. I mean, it's just incredible. Take all that nonsense out. It's about two things: a great physical catastrophe happening to the earth, and they specifically don't tell you what caused it. It's very clear what caused it. Close passage, not impacting of large comets. This happens periodically in our history. The second thing is about a group of psychopaths needlessly going around slaughtering innocent people, Jews. Our entire history, people, comes down to comets and Jews. That's it. Nothing else. And that's why these books were written by Jews, was to hide all of this stuff. It amazes me that people around the world go to whatever denomination they go to, hold our true history in their hands every day, and walk out of that place and have no clue what our true history is. That's not a coincidence. That's what it was designed to do. And people need to figure this out. This religion stuff is nonsense. Now, if people want to argue about the details of that, do it later, after we deal with our common enemy. And there's really only one thing to say about that. The enemy is the Jew. They are trying to kill you. You must kill them first. End of story. It's very simple to understand. And I guess there's not really much more to say.
Well, and unfortunately, they've gotten the government, in most cases, and the military and the police to be their, slave work units, and that's what's protecting them. But
yes, we all understand that, and who knows? We might have had our heads in the sand a little too long, and let them. The technology that's going to be unleashed on us, I think people are very naive to as well.
Yeah. And let me just mention that tomorrow on my show on RBN, I'm going to have Deborah Tavares on again, who is an expert on frequency weapons, smart meters, and especially what NASA's up to. So people need to tune into that show. But once you understand the horrific nature of what's going on, what these psychopaths are doing on all levels, what I tell people is you're already dead. If you don't do anything, you're going to certainly be dead, but you're already dead. So get rid of your fear and stand up and do whatever you're moved to do, because the time is now. I mean, the next few months are going to be very interesting.
Yes, agreed. And on the subject of NASA, the real acronym for NASA is Never a Straight Answer. That's a Jewish-controlled arm of the military working against you people. This is bad.
Well, if you haven't gone, I don't know if you've heard my shows with her in the past.
I have.
StopTheCrime.net.
Yep,
download that NASA document. They want to make us into cyborgs.
Yes.
Artificial intelligence.
Believe it or not, that is something I figured out in the mid-80s. I read a book by, I believe it was called, it's too long ago now. I think it was by Eric von Däniken, who's working for them, called The Engines of Creation, about nanotechnology. And I very quickly realized, well, the weaponization potential of this is beyond scary, and the people who are behind that sort of thing are always the Jews. And so, again, the type of technology that's being unleashed on us and about to be unleashed on us, the craziest sci-fi movie you've ever seen is never going to come close to this, how ugly this is going to be. And so, again, this is why we can't just sit, in our rocking chair with our M16s in our hand waiting for the door to burst down. Because they don't even have to do that at this point.
Right.
I mean, with the amount of technology. I mean, look at things like this this alien issue. This stuff is total nonsense, and they have admitted that they've created this nonsense. And it's just one more potential. I mean, think about it. They could stage a fake UFO invasion, and which they've more than hinted at, and unleash technology on us and just blame it on this alien threat. I mean,
well,
it's one of the potentials.
Let me just mention the Blue Beam Project. Between HAARP and the chemtrails, they've created a gigantic screen in the sky, and through holographic images,
yep.
they can cause an invasion by aliens. They can cause the second coming of Christ.
And people will fall for it. Yep.
Yeah, people will fall for it.
On the HAARP issue, sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Carley, on the HAARP issue, yes, that's a very real, legitimate concern. However, people need to get a little more educated on weather control. And the best source of that is James McCanny, jmccsci.com. Now, his website is not well laid out. You really have to buy his books and read them, especially the first two. We are way beyond that with weather control. People need to understand that our weather is 100% created by electrical output of our sun, specifically an excess level of positively charged protons. Now, that is easy to manipulate. You take a large nuclear-powered satellite with a laser on it, and by vibrating the dielectric, which means essentially pulsing the charged particles from the Earth, the electrical ground, up to the ionosphere, you flip them up into positive, negative, at 40 hertz, and that will eventually bore a hole into the ionosphere, bringing in those charged particles. Now, you can literally take a satellite, park it in a geosynchronous orbit above a hurricane. You can't create this out of thin air. But a hurricane that's already there, and you can shine your laser down through the eye, make a connection to ground, and then inject whatever amount of electrical power you can. But you can actually, like, for example, people haven't been paying attention. When you go back to around the time period of Katrina, if you look at the satellite photos, you will see off the northwest coast of the United States, they were having all kinds of fun with this, where they would create a hurricane, manipulate a hurricane, not create out of thin air. And they would park it off of the coastline and have it sit there for 3 weeks in one location. That just doesn't happen, people. It's being held there electrically, and they were injecting it with as much power as they wanted and letting it go to see what they would do. When a hurricane does a 90-degree right turn or left turn, or they tell you when it's sitting in the Gulf of Mexico that it's absolute certainty it's going to hit New York City, it's being manipulated. HAARP is an aspect, but it's old-school technology. People are not getting
okay.
hit at all to where the
Wait.
Technology really is with that now.
All right. Wait, hold on. A couple of things. First, I want to just mention that there was also a hurricane at the time of 9/11, Hurricane Erin.
I'm aware of that.
But can you repeat that website, JM what?
jmccsci.com. James
okay.
McCanny. He is basically what you are to vaccines. He is to our true history relating to comets and what they really are and how that works. And, of course, that interrelates with weather and the Jews. Now, he skirts around the Jewish issue. I've spoke to him. He clearly understands us, the Jews, but he's playing a very dangerous game as well. I tried to encourage him to flat out say it, but, you know, we all have to come to that in our own time. But he does understand that that's who it is. But anyway, like I said, his website, if you go to it and start reading around, it's a little confusing. It's not well laid out. The best thing to do is listen to his older programs. There's well over a decade of programs on there, his older stuff especially, and his first two books, and you will definitively, without a doubt, know that you've been lied to about our history. Comets and Jews, people, is all it comes down to. And that's why the Bible is about comets and Jews.
Okay.
In the very Bible, they start talking about wormwood. I talk to Christians. I go, what does wormwood mean? None of them know. They're talking about a comet. That was one of the
okay.
names for the comet that caused a great catastrophe.
Okay. Lonnie, I'm going to have to do a whole show with you in the future because you have so much excellent information. But we have Frank in North Carolina who has been waiting very patiently. I want to bring him on because we're almost out of time.
Okay.
But definitely keep in touch, and thank you so much for your contribution.
Thank you, Dr. Carley, and thank you for waiting, Frank.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Carley.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely appreciate you having on Lonnie as a guest sometime in the future. He sounds like a really good source of information and perspective. He's obviously known about a lot of this a long time, and his mind has had lots and lots of time to assimilate it all. I can't compete with Lonnie, but anyway, I think it's good to have a lot of callers call in. It's good for the spirit to know that there are other people, although we are very we spread very thin out here. But there's other people that know what's going on, and I just wanted to demonstrate the control that these people have over us and this world that we live in, and the mind control that they have over us. I'm always interested in names, and there's a name Chertoff, as in Michael Chertoff, and I had heard this somewhere a while back, and at that time I went and separately, aside from the conspiracy, you know, theory aspect of it, went and found a Russian translation site to translate this name. And sure enough, I confirmed what I had heard to be true. Chertoff, Michael Chertoff, the name Chertoff comes from Russia. And Chert, well, I'll start off with off. It's spelled C-H-E-R-T-O-F-F. Off in Russian translates to of, or, depending on the context, son of. Okay? Then you take the first part of his name, Chert, C-H-E-R-T. That translates in Russian, where his family comes from, by the way. He's Jewish. He's also a dual citizen, Israeli citizen. Chert translates to devil. So the director of Homeland Security of the United States of America is an Israeli Jew whose name translates to of or son of the devil. Now, what's really amazing is I go around and run this by people that, you know, are supposedly these Christians and patriots and whatnot, and they don't even see any significance to that. That's the mind control aspect that I'm talking about. Because he's Jewish, they say, well, anything goes. They can do what they want. We bow down to it. We look the other way. We don't pay attention. We have to acquiesce to their power.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Because they're the chosen people? Is that the reason?
Of course.
Okay. I love that. Who made them the chosen people? They did. That's mind-boggling how much they have been mind-controlled. That's perfect.
Well, it's the same as you were discussing earlier about the chemtrails. People attack me for bringing up chemtrails. They do not want to hear about it, and they're like, well, you know. They literally just want, they look like zombies. They look like they want to eat your brains if you try and tell them that. It's like they do not want to know. But I also wanted to say something. The Jewish community, that's typically what I call them, they are society wreckers. They infiltrate and take over every side of every issue that might be, expose them. They want to dominate. They want to enslave. They want to destroy. It's as though they are programmed in their DNA to do this. But even more than that, they want your very soul if you believe in that type of thing. And they are society wreckers. If you go and look, the term wrecker, by the way, comes from, you probably know this, but back, you know, a long time ago, there were certain gangs, groups of people, and that's how they made their living. The ships that would come in onto the coast looking for safe harbor or a particular specific harbor, they would set up these makeshift lighthouses to throw them off course and wreck them into dangerous areas of the coastline, and then they would go out and steal everything off the boat and kill everyone. That's where the term wrecker comes from, as far as I understand it. But that's what the Jews do. Every nation where they have ever entered into, they go in and they infiltrate and they destroy everything. They destroy the culture. They destroy the society, and they take over everything. And there was one other thing I wanted to say. I've recently heard that.
Let me just interject. As is basically documented in the video, The Eternal Jew, which you can access on the internet, and that's from the 1940s, and it gives the whole history of as they went from country to country, and they were kicked out because they were destroying everything, as you say, Frank. And this is fact. People have to face this. They are not the chosen people. They are the seed of the serpent. And that is why they're so good at what they do. But go ahead.
Well, here's something else. In order to be thrown out of a certain place, a country or society, first you had to have been allowed in. Either, you know, through some sort of deception or whatnot. But assuming they were allowed in knowingly, it wasn't because people hated them. It was because of their fruits, because of what they did once they were allowed in. They take advantage. They destroy. And I'm not just making this up. I mean, I used to think all this was crazy talk when I would hear, on the rare occasion I would hear anyone speaking this truth. I thought they were a bunch of...
It says it in the Talmud. They're allowed to kill and steal from goy. It says it in their Talmud. So it says that. That's what they're allowed to do. That's their quote-unquote holy book. Go ahead.
Yes, and they even have a certain day of the year specifically for that purpose where... if they go and they say a certain thing or whatnot, it's part of their religion, then they're okay. You know, it's given their blessing to lie, yes, to the goyim. And you know, renege on any contract or anything like that with any of the goyim. But, you know, it is getting late, and I'll be honest with you. I'm going to stand up using the InfoWar. And if I'm not mistaken, that is actually a military term that Alex Jones took that from. That's an actual, and probably, you know, a Jewish term, because they certainly waged the info war, because we outnumber them so vastly that they have to use deception and all these nefarious means, Hollywood, television, and all of this that they've infiltrated. But, you know, it's time to take the gloves off. I'll be honest with you. I don't think we can win this fight, but I'm not the type of person, even if I wanted to, I can't keep my mouth shut. And I'm very outspoken. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I know that I'm not, although it does make you a little crazy sometimes. But I'm going to take the gloves off. There's a guy that I know personally. I speak with him from time to time. And he's had his run-ins with Alex Jones over the years. Alex Jones has attacked him on his radio show. And I'm just going to tell you something. He told me that Alex Jones called him one night on his phone and apologized to him for attacking him and said, you know, he did good work. Keep up the good work. Now, this is Mike Delaney, who made the documentary 9/11 Missing Linked, which, you know, shows evidence that it was Jews that carried out the 9/11 attack.
It's the best I've seen.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely recommend all the listeners watch that. Yeah,
9/11 Missing Links. You can go on his website and watch it for free on your big screen on the computer. But I asked Mike Delaney, and I've been kind of reluctant to do this, but, I mean, you know, I don't know at this point, you know, if it does any good to hold back. And he gave me his permission, so I hope it's okay. But he told me that he talked to Tex Mars. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners, I'm sure Lonnie and people like that know who Tex Mars is. He's one of the only people that will be allowed on some of these mainstream shows from time to time to talk about aspects of Israel and Zionism and stuff like that. And he's pretty outspoken on it. But he told me that he talked to Tex Mars one time, and he asked him, he said, look, what's the deal with Alex Jones? I mean, he knows about all this. Certainly he has to know that it's the Jews behind all of this. And Tex Mars told Mike Delaney, he said, yeah, Alex knows all about it. He said, Alex Jones, I was his mentor all through the years when he was coming up learning about this. He married Alex Jones and his wife. Mike Delaney told me...
Alex Jones is married to a Jew.
Well, I understand maybe she is. He admits readily on his show that he, once or twice at least, that one of her grandparents was Jewish. But anyway, Tex Mars says that Alex Jones does know all about this, that this is a Jewish, you know, international Jewish agenda, the New World Order. I call it the Jew World Order. But... So Alex Jones knows, but yet he has all these Zionist Jews on all the time. He says, oh, well, you know, I don't agree with them. I don't agree with them. I just want to pick their brains and we can learn a lot from them. But yet he won't have anyone from the other side who says, well, it's the Jews. He'll have all these Zionists on and people who hate Muslims. He'll have on the person, who the founder, the creator of that website, the big Zionist website. It's an alternative website, supposedly. What is it, WorldNet Daily? He'll have him on.
Frank, as you hear, we're out of time. We have to continue this. Please call in next week. This is very important. Thank you so much.